Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Who is the number one guy?
Rich Eisen.
Really?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
How have you been able to adjust where you're definitely more famous every passing day than the day before, Brock?
I don't try to think that I'm somebody else or something bigger.
Today's guests, actor and host Jerry O'Connell, Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. And did we celebrate our 9th anniversary last week? We just didn't. We were just missed
well,
it,
yeah,
right?
I mean, you were not here.
I was not here. So, well, yeah. Anyway, but this is 6th. The first time in, I think, 9-plus years of our show being a television product that your last name has to be O'Connell to appear on the second hour of the program. Or any hour of the program. Kevin O'Connell, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, joining us in hour number two. And thus, the voice you're hearing, he's allowed on this program right now.
Right.
Because his name is Jerry O'Connell.
Sure.
One of our favorites to ever appear on this program. And he just knocked me over the feather, the host of Pictionary. Yep. Season 2 airs weekdays on Fox-owned stations across the country. You just knocked me over with a feather by saying you've never been here. I've only called into the show.
I've never been in. I mean, first time.
Good to see you.
In person. Long time caller. Let me just say, you missed the trifecta. What's the trifecta that you missed today?
The
Coach Kevin,
yes,
me,
yeah,
starting QB this weekend.
Aiden
O'Connell, guys, come on!
We have a segment available in
get
this
on it
in between Jerry now and Kevin later on in the hour.
He's starting.
Is that confirmed? I haven't seen.
I don't
that
know.
Anywhere.
It's up in the air. Could be Brian Hoyer because for some reason the football gods can't quit Brian Hoyer.
By the way, my cousin Aiden looked great. I'm not kidding. I thought he looked really good. The Raiders are a scrappy team. I'm excited for them.
Well, and the Raiders, how chill, unchill is this, is they gave him Derek Carr's number. Thanks, Derek. See ya. Let's throw the 4 on Aiden.
Wasn't that game tough to watch last night? Well, oh, man.
Until those points started going like crazy.
I know, but like, I got to tell you, I had nightmares about Foster Moreau last night. Seeing him on the sidelines with his head, that is the agony of defeat right there. It is so tough. Should honest question,
yes,
everyone
sir.
Here, should he have had that catch?
I mean, the ball was in the air. It was there for him to have.
Any excuses?
No.
You guys are harsh, man.
What would be the excuse, though?
It was a little just a touch overthrown.
I don't know.
The guy's been through a lot, but it hit his hands.
He has been through a lot. Yeah. That might be the only thing. Is it's just like it's been a while since he's been in these situations. But
that was harsh.
I thought you were saying it was a tough watch because you were going against Travis Etienne in one of your fantasy leagues, Jerry.
I love fantasy.
How many leagues are you in?
I'm in an illegal amount of leagues. It's actually illegal in some states. The amount of leagues I'm in. I am in a 2QB league with a lot of your friends, a lot of the cast members of the league.
Oh, you're in that one.
Yes, and it's a 2QB league, so it's very frustrating.
How many teams are in this league?
Only 12.
So you need. They're not even 24 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and there's 32 teams in the NFL.
I think there are. I think you can get away with 24. It hits like 28 or something where it gets iffy. But I did draft Derek Carr, thinking that he and Olave and
Mike Thomas,
and when Kamara came back, he was just going to light it up, and I was incorrect about that.
Well, but he's had back-to-back 300-yard games, though. I mean, I don't know if that means in my fantasy league that I want to win. That's a five-yard bonus.
It's just a little too painful when you're seeing Taysom running into the end zone and stuff. It's just you can't. It keeps you up at night. You're angry at your kids for the next 6 days. Your wife, you don't want to talk to them. Oh, I do want to get to this Coach Harbaugh cheating scandal for a second.
Sure, go for it.
That I heard you guys talking about. You know, it is interesting.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, you're such a sweetheart. Go ahead. Go, keep going.
I do want to get to this. I mean, you know, I'm old enough to remember when Coach Belichick was accused of this by Coach Mangini.
Yes, sir.
Remember all this?
Spygate, it was called.
Spygate. By the way, when you go to the bathroom here at the RE show,
yes, you saw that.
There's a picture of Coach Belichick looking at you, and it says, "Do your job." And
do you like that one?
I did.
Is it unsettling?
I got a little stage fright. It was a little tough. It took me a second or two to get going. You know.
Yep.
And then it was like I went going, and then I stopped going, and then
do your job.
It was tough. It was tough. But Belichick really he applies that pressure. No, I wanted to say I'm old enough to remember Spygate. And it's funny about reading signs. Like, yes, Coach Harbaugh is being accused of going out of his way to read them. But if the signs are there, and especially in college football where they hold up like it's a box of Cracker Jack and like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air and then me and then Beyonce. And it's like, what is going on here? And it's like, oh, they're blitzing whenever you see Beyonce. So it's sort of tough not to read signs. It's like, I mean, this is going to be weird. Tell me when we're on air, but like my, like I know my wife's like passcode to her like phone and stuff. And it's like, I mean, cause I have her passcode. I can look at all her messages and DMs, right? That's okay. Right? Hello? Is this thing on? I'm allowed to go. Like, look, I have a
you are allowed to go, but did you get another member of your staff to go seek out her information illegally against the rules of matrimony?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm trying to get the analogy
first of
right.
All, thank you for assuming I have a staff. If by staff you mean my cat, then yes.
Yes, by the way, I do mean that. I meant your cat.
No, but I mean, if I have a pretty good idea of what my wife's Instagram password is, I'm allowed to see what's going on, right?
Hey, I just want to know who's sliding in. Do we know who's sliding into the DMs?
No, nobody. Come on. I'm kidding. We're too old for that.
And by the way, I believe the cat, because I know your wife's a dynamite animal rescue person.
Yes, a lot of...
Having hosted a program.
Sure. You know? Yeah, you did. You guys did the rescue dog show. That was so cute. Rich and my wife hosted... it's like a best in show, but for rescue dogs. It was so cute. Thank you for all your help there. But yes, much like the illegal amount of fantasy leagues I'm in.
How many?
We have an illegal amount of pets. Illegal.
So what's, hold on, that's a new, what's more likely?
More likely.
More pets?
Oh yeah, let's have an
guess.
Over-under.
Let's guess. More pets or more fantasy leagues?
Fantasy leagues.
You're incorrect. More pets. More pets. And the over-under will be 9.5 pets.
Get out of here.
Are you betting the over or under? 9.5 pets.
Do hamsters count? Do birds count?
No, we're talking just like
four-legged
real creatures, pets, like cats and dogs,
who need to be taken either for a walk or litter boxes cleaned. Is what
nine
you're saying?
9.5 is the over/under.
You really have more than 10 animals.
Are you taking the over? Yeah. Everybody takes the over.
I'm taking the under on that. I'm taking the under on that.
Real men bet unders.
I'm doing under. So you've got more fantasy leagues than pets.
I have more pets than fantasy leagues, and the over would win. We have 10 animals currently in our house. Yeah, and we live in a studio apartment. That said, fun fact about gambling and unders. Did you know that the under hits...
It's crushing, 61% right now.
61%.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
On the NFL season, the unders are crushing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the Bills-Giants game would be a perfect example.
Last week, I think they were 13-2 or something. It was crazy. Unders
really?
Last week. Yeah.
Because I live here in Southern California, I had the honor of going to the Chargers-Cowboys game on Monday.
Ah.
And, man, after a couple quarters there, I was like, it's a good thing I don't gamble, because I would always bet the over because I love to celebrate life. And
so is the under like the don't pass line on a craps table?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Really?
Right. Oh, yeah.
So you're betting against, I don't know. Or hold on a minute. Again, as you know, I don't do this for a living. Celebrating defense. What about that?
Yeah.
That's another side. I mean, the defense is a side of the football.
Hey, listen, it got the Browns to beat the Niners last week.
Correct.
With a backup quarterback. It's all about the defense.
That was probably another under.
Oh yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're onto something here.
Now, why are you not telling? I feel like I'm trying to get Marshall Faulk's handicap out of him. What is the exact number of fantasy football leagues that you are in, Jerry O'Connell?
You know, I'm in. This is going to be kind of disappointing. I'm in five.
That's not disappointing. That's insane.
That's still a lot.
That's still a large number.
I'm in five.
How do you figure? How do you?
I'm in five. I'm doing pretty terribly in all of them. I mean, two things you should never do with me. Take any sort of financial advice. I really thought crypto was the future. I thought that was it. I mean,
you and Matt Damon.
Took my kids. Didn't do any commercials where I'm easy now. Took a lot of my money and put it in there, and that was an error. And invested pretty heavily in Justin Fields this season.
It's not working out. Yeah, you know, he's kind of the crypto of fantasy quarterbacks.
He showed greatness there for a second. Man, that Thursday night game was something else. But
that was a flash.
Also invested really heavily in Nick Chubb. We hope everybody feels better. Yes. That was a first rounder.
It was a wise investment.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it was just a freak thing that happened.
It's been a little bit of a bust. I do love a good dumpster dive, like finding somebody in like late rounds.
Yeah.
McLaurin has been a big hit for me. Pittman has been a big hit for me.
Okay.
I do love like grabbing those guys in the late rounds. So
which is the league you want to win? Everybody's got that league.
Oh, man. It's this league that I'm in with all those guys who were in that television show, The League. Because they're all comedians and very funny, the trash talk is really personal. Really, really personal. And there's also a you have to pay a penalty if you come in last place.
Oh yeah, but that's like the TV show. I know. Okay, so what is the penalty? Is it mentionable?
It's mentionable, but it's a fee. I mean, you have pay it. And
okay, I see.
It's I've had to pay that four times.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really frustrating. So, money, financial advice, and fantasy advice. Don't listen to anything I say.
Well, I think, you do have somebody here on the set who can commiserate. Back in the day of our program, we mentioned 9 years we've been on the air. The first 4 years we were on the air, we had an NCAA tournament, pool here.
Sure, yeah.
And the loser of the pool had to dress up like a clown.
Sure.
In clown makeup.
Okay.
Every single
clown,
year.
Happy clown or like Pennywise, scare people?
Well, it was weirdo Pennywise scare people until Eric Stonestreet, famed clown extraordinaire aficionado, got angry with us about not performing the makeup process in a very clown professional manner. Mm-hmm. He helped us with it.
Okay. There are guidelines.
And so Chris Brockman, not once, not twice, not three times, but like you, four times dressed up as a clown.
In a row.
Yeah. Honestly.
I had March Sadness.
You had March Sadness is what we called it.
March Sadness.
This is what we called it. March Sadness.
Frustrating sports. I mean, it's impossible. And there's no...
It's all luck.
You can't figure it out. There's no way to figure it out.
Well, certainly with the NCAA tournament.
No. And Chris didn't figure it out 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
Let's talk Pictionary. I mean, this is what you want to promote here. So.
Well, yeah, of course. I host a show called Pictionary.
Yes, you sure
if
do.
You don't know what that game is,
you're out of your mind.
Get out from under the rock.
Right.
You live under. It's really fun. I'm a game show host now. Isn't it crazy?
Dude. Nothing. I feel in my way. I was born on the planet to give away a cash or a prize.
That's really
good
fun.
For you, man.
You know what
good
else is fun? Is like, I'm from the East Coast. I live in Southern California now.
Yes, sir.
I have a car.
Yes.
I drive to work in Southern California. I'm married pretty happily. I mean, at least from where I sit, I have kids and I'm a game show host. I drive to work and I'm like, I can't believe this is my life. Like, and when I'm a game show host, like, I have a voice and I talk it a little bit
do it.
Yeah, you gotta do it. You gotta do it when you host a game show. You gotta. I'm so sorry, but you're going home with this, and you like hit things with like a high note, and you go, "Oh, I'm so sorry, that's incorrect." But you know what? You ran out of time. It doesn't matter. We're sending you home with this, and then there's like someone who does the voiceover.
This is great. Yeah. Oh, fantastic!
And I feel so legit.
I totally understand what you're saying. Years ago, we got a call at NFL Network to see if I think it was Eric Davis at the time was on the network in support of CBS having the Super Bowl. They wanted to promote the fact. And I'm like, okay, like that doesn't usually need promotion, that you have a Super Bowl. Everyone kind of knows it. But anyway, to help promote it, would I appear on The Price is Right to give away a showcase in the final, you know, showcase? And I said, of course, dream come true.
Yeah.
But I would only do it if I could say the words, brand new car.
Wow.
That was my stipulation.
In the same way,
if I had to give away a car and say the words, brand new car. And the only way to say it, brand new car.
Yeah,
like,
you
know what I mean? Like, that's the way you got to say that.
Yeah.
You know?
I do have to say there is.
Oh my God. I get it.
The best thing about hosting a game show is you're giving away money that is not your money.
It's so and you're making people happy.
Amazing. And people hug you like, thank you so much for this. And I want to be like, it's not my money.
And there's taxes. And, you know.
I do have to say, Price is Right. What an inspiration.
Dude.
I do an imitation of Price is Right. Can I do it for you?
You please? Yeah. Bring it. I love it. The man to your right, TJ Jefferson, has appeared on The Price is Right.
Whoa, you played Master Key, did you not?
Oh, yeah.
Master Key, yes.
Look at this.
To show you what we're
spin
big.
Spin it. I'll do the sound effects. You ready?
Yeah, here we go.
All right,
we actually have the Wheeler.
Let's go.
By the way, because again, you're a big fantasy nut, on Monday's show, in advance of the Rich Eisen Show NBA basketball fantasy draft, we are going to spin the wheel, each of us, for draft order.
Wow.
So let's, this is my practice spin.
Practice round.
With Jerry O'Connell.
Here we go.
Host of Pictionary on Fox Zone stations, coast to coast. Weekdays, check your local listings.
Ready.
Words I love to say. Or go to PictionaryOnTV.com.
Coach, and my cousin Coach O'Connell coming up next.
That's right. Kevin O'Connell's coming
great
up next.
Great coach.
Here we go. This
love
is my practice
Vikings.
Spin in advance. Highest total on the wheel gets a first overall pick in the draft. Here we go. There's no spin again.
I don't know. I think you got to put some WD-40 in that thing. It just like stopped pretty abruptly.
Yeah, it did.
Just kind of like.
Let's do it one more time. 80. Okay, very good.
Over.
Well done.
Oh, you're over.
You're going. Nice, thank you. By the way, just to show you how my game show brain always works, whenever I see in an NFL game a punt goes out of bounds and the side judge walks up with his hand up in the air or her hand up in the air to figure out where the ball is going to be placed. They never run up to the spot and stop. They always walk and walk and walk because I think they're getting guidance from an official up the field. I think of the yodeler from The Price is Right.
So awesome to get inside of Mr. Eisen's head, isn't it? It's like so weird.
I always think of the yodeler from The Price is Right because it does look like the yodeler. We don't know where the yodeler is going to stop, and then it stops. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's really true. I never really thought about that.
You're speechless.
This is like a Rorschach test.
Yes, that.
I just want to say I am the only guest on this show today who ordered and read your book, Mr. Eisen.
Hey,
I really loved it.
Wow,
yeah.
Dude.
It was about his whole, it's such a good book. It was about his whole year at the NFL Network. And it starts off at the combine and then it goes through the whole year.
Yeah,
and
man.
I just found it to be such a fascinating broadcasting point of view book. And it really, what I got out of it is that, your work is never done. There's always something
to do.
You know, you thought of at the time, the NFL season, I think was 16 weeks back then.
Yeah.
And that's just one part of everyone's job.
Yes, I appreciate that. Yeah. And it's such a thrill to finally have you here so I could finally meet the one person who bought it.
I thought to myself,
who is that one person who bought my book?
It was me.
Was
I should have brought it to have you sign it. I still have it.
You got a whole shelf.
I'm really like fanning out here.
We have
like
many
copies. I was so excited to see you until you started talking about what childhood memories you think of whenever a punk goes out of bounds and stuff.
Yes.
And you like raise your hands.
I do.
That's when it got weird.
As if no, it got weird when you admitted you sneak into your wife's Instagram account. That's when it got
signs,
weird.
Man, come on, they're out there. You ever see a ref call offsides and just think of your babysitter? Anyone else? No.
Just
hello?
Me.
That's right. I always think of Master Key at a holding call.
Mastermind.
That's what he, by the way, he played Master Key.
Oh, wow.
It was awful, Jerry.
Tell him your mistake. Tell him your mistake, TJ.
Here's the mistake, Jerry. I don't even call it a mistake. I got out there. I moonwalked when they called my name. Everybody laughed, and at that point, it just became a stand-up show. I was less concerned with winning the prize than making everybody laugh.
Well, and the new Master Key, as you know, they have five keys.
Right. No, he probably doesn't know because no one knows this game.
It is a very rare game, very rare pricing game. There's five keys, and the rule is you got to take the middle key.
Right.
He didn't take the middle key. Right. He only got one key, and it unlocked
nothing. It was the one key that opened,
but
no locks.
You did spin the wheel.
I did spin the wheel.
And you got to the final showcase. And then now here's the photograph of what happened in the final showcase. Put it up on the screen. There it is.
Oh, gosh. That's so crazy.
But what would you have done with a trip and motorcycles, plural, anyway?
Yeah, right. Like, who needs that? Let me ask you something, Jerry, real quick.
Yeah.
You're up
was
there,
a double over.
Two Harley Davidson motorcycles. Right. What would you guess would be the price?
Oh, God. He's working it out.
I don't think you can ever go over $35,000. That's for sure. So I would go like $33,000.
I wish I would have. Even at that, I would have went over. These two Harleys were $8,000 a piece. Oh. I bid $42,000. I think $44,000 and the actual retail price was $24,000.
Guys, this is a lot of fun. I'm a huge fan of the NFL. I thought this was a sports show.
No, it's a
game show.
It's a life show. Everybody check out season two of
Love
Pictionary.
You guys. It was weekdays so fun coming here. I mean that.
On Fox own stations across the country. Check your local listings at PictionaryTV.com.
Oh, and we need contestants. Pictionary on TV.com. If you're a pair, if you have a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a spouse, an ex, a neighbor, someone you love, someone you hate, anyone. We need pairs. Pictionary on TV. If you're in Southern California, please come. We love interesting, fun people that would win at something like Master Key.
It'd be great.
Team Rich Eisen on the
Yeah. Do like big celebrity.
I can't come on as a contestant.
Oh, I think if I know you, you can't come on because it's like giving money away to people I know.
Yeah, but as he says, that's what the point of being a game show host, you give away money that's not yours to people you don't know.
Right, but we could give it to charity, possibly.
I'm happy to do whatever.
Nice.
And I just, if you do go to PictionaryOnTV.com and you make it on the show, just hide your phone passcode from the host.
Because he will.
And as we go to break, one more photograph
out there.
One more photograph. This is the pressure, other than your bladder, green room bathroom.
That's what I saw when I was.
Do your job.
It was really, I couldn't go. And then when I did, it was burning. It was all weirdness. It was weird.
Wow. Burning. You got to talk to your doctor.
It's just not that. Like fire, just like a tingling.
Okay.
Are we on? Is this on?
It is.
Is on?
Well, it's about to be off. Thanks for coming on.
Love you. Love
Jerry
you guys.
Jerry O'Connell, everybody. At Mr. Jerry OC on all
I'm
Twitter
on
and Instagram. There it is.
Own.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Millions of listeners and thousands of five-star reviews rave about the hit podcast series In the Red Clay, the unbelievable story of Billy Sunday Burt, the most dangerous man in Georgia history.
He was a whiskey man, bank robber, hit man. He was a murderer. He's also my father.
Seasons 1 and 2 are available to binge right now, and bonus episodes are coming soon. Imperative Entertainment presents In the Red Clay. Get the podcast wherever you listen.
Susie Schuster and Amy Trask present offbeat conversations and expert sports commentary as they ask, what the football?
When my family found out how long it took me to figure out why Charles Woodson named his wine Intercept, they said, there's a reason that you had trouble in school.
You know, not everyone knows, you know, when they think of a bottle of Intercept, they don't know that I play football.
Well, what I've learned is a smooth defensive back can make smooth wine.
That's what it's all about.
What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. The podcast is available Tuesdays, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, showed the during our Roku only segment to our radio audience, the Price is Right segment, where we stopped the show at Chris Brockman's suggestion. Again, I'll always bring that up because I'm like, we're going to stop a show to watch TV.
I was
kind of
shocked when you were like, we're not doing it. And I was like, wait,
like, what do you mean? I just stopped the show.
No, because my initial thought was, again, that we are servicing multiple audiences here and a radio audience. You know, we're going to stop a radio broadcast to watch a TV show. And we, you know, I should have. I did listen to Chris. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, I mean, and it was great. And I should have.
It worked out perfect.
Here's the thing is, and again, I'll bring and I'm throwing the radio audiences back to hear this. And by the way, for that radio audience, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger on the Rich Eisen Show radio network with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And ever since then, I have made a mental note, and we're going to do that again on Monday when we bring the prices, the TPIR wheel back and spend a segment on the radio determining who's going to have the draft. What's the draft order in our fantasy basketball league that we're conducting Monday night by spinning the wheel? I should have understood, and I have made a mental note, the instinct of Howard Stern would always do stuff on his radio show that you needed to see. And this was before I think he had a stream or anything like that. When he was doing it locally on WNBC.
Before the E
growing
show.
Up listening to him.
Yeah, way before
you know, before the E show, that's right. He was on E first. That he would do stuff and you'd be sitting there going, man, I wonder what that looks like. You know?
Yeah,
so as long as you also describe what's going on in a way too.
Describe what's happening.
My thing with that was I knew where I was in terms of the show, and I knew I was on the second half hour of The Price is Right. I knew
we didn't
We didn't have any guests. So when you guys were talking about it, I was like, well, I know we're not going to have any guests.
We missed you getting out of contestants'
you
row.
You missed it. They were.
Oh, you were watching.
Mike and I had flipped over.
Oh. Yeah, because I don't have the monitor on this side.
I was like, go stand by Chris.
And
go
that
stand
was
by
when
Chris.
I was like, hey, ask him again. Ask him again.
Ask him right now.
And now, come over.
And I got up and went over there.
Because we were watching it.
Right.
So, yeah. I still have
that. And then we put it on our Emmy reel and got nominated.
It was great. It was very fun.
You're welcome.
It was very funny. You're welcome.
Well, every single weekend, he has been showing out.
Thank you, Josh.
Where is the popcorn machine?
The popcorn machine is sitting on my fridge.
Do you use it?
I have it in like 2 months.
Where's
the ping pong table?
It's still in the box by my front door.
It's in the box. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. It has been two years and a half. It's 2 years. That was May of 2021.
It took like 8 months for it to get.
Okay, so it took 8 weeks. So
months. Like it was
months.
A while before.
So it's coming up on the 2 year anniversary of it being delivered to your house.
Probably. Yeah.
And I know you're a bachelor, but I mean, so it's still like if we were ever invited to your place and we walk in, we would see a box with a label. From Mark Goods and Bill Todman production or whatever it is.
That's where it came from.
Are you serious?
Like it would be when you open the front door. First of all,
so it's like literally in your living room.
Because remember,
do you ever bring people to your house?
Yeah.
Okay, and so they would see this. They would.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like when you open the door, it's like to the side, so you walk right by it. And literally, if you're not paying attention, you walk right by it.
Dude. Again, this is just the difference in our lives. Like if I get a package sent to the house with my name on it and I'm not home, it is opened.
Opened.
What? Opened about 80% of the time.
Wow.
Yeah, but you can't open. First of all,
I'm not having anything sent to the house that would be a problem.
I know, but just like,
yeah, but it's still courtesy. Your name.
It's courtesy. What do you mean courtesy? Like at this point in time, it's old. Like there's no, what privacy is there?
So if you order something on Amazon, your kids will just open it.
Susie will.
I don't know, the kids will.
What if it's like a gift for them?
Yeah.
What if you're trying to be.
Well, the kids won't open it.
Oh, okay.
No,
so
but most
the
of the time, I'm not throwing her under the bus. I imagine there's many people out there who hear this have the same thing, you know. But if I, let's just say I'll open it when I get home, okay? And then if I don't immediately put away what I have received, then it's on and cracking.
Did you hear it?
Like it's on and cracking, like because it's a common area of the house.
Right.
And it's also having to model behavior for our children that we are trying to get them to do, which is put your stuff away. You
well, see, the problem
have
the,
kept man. A boxed ping pong table by your door for almost 2 years, and to you, I say, God bless you, sir.
Well, here's the deal. Like,
to have that life.
When it got, when it got delivered, there were two guys, both these brothers was bigger than me, and they were sweating. This ping pong table was so heavy. So I tried to pull it into that apartment, and I couldn't do it by myself. So the one guy helped me shove it. I thought maybe it was going to end up here. That didn't happen. We got a pool table. So now I'm just, and I told my mom, she was like, she was like, how long is that thing going to be sitting
there? Yeah, okay. And so what's the answer? Like, so what is your plan? What's your plan? Let's just put it that way.
I guess I'm going to have to sell it. So if anyone out there lives local and wants a ping pong table, and that one on the Price is Right.
Fully boxed. You haven't even taken it out.
No, I haven't taken it
out. You can just take a different label and slap it on there. Well, at this point in time, let's do this.
But you got to come pick it up. Because
I will bet you.
Someone wants that.
What would be the over-under? Honestly, like, what's your plan?
I know, because like I said,
because you can't live
first,
it for,
I thought
it's
that we
almost
were going to
2 years.
I don't see it. It's out of sight. I only see it when I leave. It's not like something that you're sitting there and you're staring at it.
That made no sense.
You know, coming
I mean, no
out
is
that it? Out of here. Get out of here.
Like I said, it's not
Dude,
something
it's only
you
when
see.
You leave the house.
Like,
is that why you don't leave the house as much? Because you don't want to look at your ping pong table boxed up? Uh-oh. All right, Suze. Okay.
Suze heard that.
She didn't hear you. You were talking about you. Hey, Suze, how are you?
New show, Who Did?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
By the way.
Yes.
There's a hotel down the street that's got a room key at the front desk.
No, come on. Wow. Now, what did I say that's incorrect?
That's a total. I'm sorry. I just sadly turned on the TV in my office.
Uh-huh.
And this is such a total load of crap.
What do you mean?
First of all, you are such a slob that you leave everything where you get it. Boxes will be there for weeks.
In my office, there are things that, that's true.
Your office looks like Poltergeist, okay? Oh, by the way, now's a good time to tell you that my friend Lisa's coming to clean your office out on Monday.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I can't live like that.
No, hold on a second.
Number two.
Stuff sent to the house that I don't even know if it's arrived. And it's just like it's been there a week, you know?
Oh, do you want to know why? Because you can't tell. Because your office is such a SHIT hole.
Oh, come on now. Come on now, Susie.
And when I put the boxes in there for you.
Oh, my God.
Or
come on,
Susie. On the counter in the kitchen or in the laundry room, and they just sit there.
You know, that would get Murph banned for a year.
Right? We just got him back.
I mean, the only time you open a box is if it's a purple box from Roku, and then you open it very quickly.
Oh, I mean, that's understandable.
Oh, look at you. Well done.
I see what
but
you
I got to tell you, I'm just saying, careful what you say on the air, because you never know who's listening.
Okay. Love you.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, TJ, I want the ping pong table.
No, we don't. Where are we going to put it?
Yeah, I do.
Where are we going to put it?
We're going to put it in the new area outside where the air hockey's going.
Okay, you guys.
Oh, yes. No. There's no. Don't
hey,
make
Chris,
it sound like
Chris,
there's room. There's no room.
Daddy mother.
All right, very good. Thanks,
Susie.
There we go.
Don't worry.
There we go.
Wow.
Susie Schuster, who's now gotten us in hot water.
Yeah,
Rich Eisen. Oh, that's Susie Eisenhuth.
Oh, my goodness. At least she spelled it out.
She did text
my
me.
My apologies.
She did text me the BS, but the full word.
Understood.
And then I saw her calling.
Sometimes, so.
You
know.
You brought it upon yourself, though, you know.
I share. A little bit too much. All right.
Tried to come down on me, and now you're sleeping in the hotel. See how that works? Tried to clown me.
But now you know why he doesn't go to games here.
Now you're at the Red Bull.
He doesn't want to look at the ping pong table on the way out. Because on the way in, what ping pong table?
I'm saying it's not
on
in
the
my
way
line
out.
Of sight is what I'm saying. It's not like I'm sitting watching
on the way
TV
out.
And there's the ping pong table.
All right. Kevin O'Connell's joining us.
He wants the ping pong table.
Had no idea we were talking about this.
Yeah, we had a great segment planned.
And another one broke out, apparently. All right. Let's take a break. Kevin O'Connell of the Minnesota Vikings. He has no idea what he's about to zoom into here. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, let's get to him. Kind enough to join us in advance of a Monday night football game against the San Francisco 49ers, the HC of the Minnesota Vikings. Kevin O'Connell, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Rich. How are you doing?
I am doing better for seeing you on my screen. What are your 2 cents on your team right now entering this big game? What do you got for me?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think right now, you know, we're really in a place where we're trying to use some of the early adversity from the season, you know, some of the things from a standpoint of, you know, self-inflicted wounds that, you know, caused us to have a harder time winning football games early on. We're trying to stack, hopefully, another week this week where we're able to, you know, win the turnover battle, where we're able to do some of the little things, but also continue to improve, continue to get more comfortable offensively, you know, without Justin being out here for, you know, a cluster of games here in the middle of our season, and continuing to just build weekly by what we're doing daily to try to attack that the right way. And we've got a heck of a challenge. Kyle's bringing his, you know, team to the Twin Cities, and they're fantastic in, you know, in every phase of the game. And Kyle is, you know, in my opinion, one of the best coaches in our league for, you know, multitude of reasons. But Rich, we've got to play a really good game to have a chance to beat this football team.
And then in terms of, obviously, you knowing Kyle very well, and knowing the system very well, and knowing, you know, the tree all that well, in this league, we refer to copycat for sure, not to pry and get details that you're not willing to give anyway, but anything that you saw from the Browns that you picked up on tape, film, anything like that, that you might be able to utilize on Monday night defensively?
Yeah, there might be some schematical things we can do, but, you know, you got to give the Browns a lot of credit. They played a very physical football game, which, you know, is the number one thing you would normally describe the 49ers as, is first and foremost just how physical, how hard they play, you know, and that's a week in and week out thing for 17 plus weeks, really ever since, you know, Kyle's been there as the head coach. And they're so talented that, you know, quite honestly, Rich, you know, you can try to maybe look at that tape and replicate some of the things that Cleveland either did on defense or offense or in the kicking game. But really, it's got to be a mentality thing. It's got to come down to, you know, really beyond the X's and O's. It's how you play every single snap against this football team that matters.
Kevin O'Connell, Minnesota Vikings head coach here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then what about the fact that, you know, some of their stars are hurt and you have no idea if they're playing? How do you prepare for something like that?
Yeah, we got to, you know, first and foremost, you're preparing for the schemes and the great schemes offensively and defensively with their kicking game as well, that you've got to do your job as a coach, really diagnosing and trying to equip your players for those things. But we also have to get our team ready to play as if every player on their team was healthy. And if the plan or, you know, schematics would change based upon, you know, a player on one of the, you know, a player on one side of the ball not being available, we have to be able to adjust if that's what is best for our team. But we've got to have a mindset that all of those guys are going to play. We've got to prepare accordingly and make sure we have maybe our best week of preparation we've had all season.
And I had Brock Purdy on the program yesterday, fair and balanced. Thanks for you providing the balance here for this game. When you see him, and just you knowing the position and knowing what it takes in this league and seeing what his draft status was and what he's doing right now, what leaps to mind when you see that, Kevin?
Yeah, I think, you know, it'd be easy to look back on where he was drafted and you know, start talking about him in a way of just how much he's been able to overcome this, that, and the other. But I look at it a different way. When I turn on the tape, you see a quarterback that is playing the position, sees the field, total command of that offense, which, you know, my background of just kind of studying and learning and talking to, you know, whether it's Kyle or anybody else, you know, he's got a lot on his plate. And for a rookie last year to be able to do what he did and then to continue to just build on positive performances throughout his early part of his career, it's very, very impressive. But then, you know, you realize very quickly it's consistent and he's going to be the same guy every single week, which has been commanding an offense, distributing the ball to, you know, some of the best skilled players in our league. And more importantly than anything, just his way of getting them into the right play, making checks, audibles, things for a young player that you can see come to life on the tape and makes them an incredible challenge to try to defend.
Kevin O'Connell here on the Rich Eisen Show, Minnesota Vikings head coach. A few minutes with him before the rest of this weekend plays out and finishes up with Monday Night Football, Vikings 49ers. Kirk Cousins and his status with the team has been much discussed. Shows like this, shows around the country. What are your two cents on his no trade clause and what your team would be willing to do? Possibly any thoughts on that front, Kevin?
Yeah, I really, Rich, I don't have any thoughts, you know, as it pertains to any of those kind of outside the building speculations. I just know my dialogue daily, minute to minute with Kirk, his preparation for our games, his performance so far this year. Kirk and I came into this season in complete lockstep that I wanted it to be the best season that maybe he's ever had in this league. And that's saying something with all the things that Kirk Cousins has been able to accomplish, you know, as a quarterback in the NFL. And I think he's gone about it from the very beginning of the offseason program through training camp and each and every week as, you know, one of our core leaders, clearly our leader on offense, you know, from a standpoint of getting us, you know, playing and play out to where we want to be schematically, but also just his presence, his overall positivity that he attacks everything with, unbelievable preparation and routine that goes into a Kirk Cousins game week. And he's been ultra consistent and really our dialogue has not touched on anything outside of that throughout the whole season. And Kirk knows how I feel. I've really felt about him from the first time I was able to coach him in Washington. And it's been a really great experience for me to have him here, you know, over the first 20, however many games it's been now, 24, 25 games. And, you know, I hope we get to play a lot more together.
Well, that drumbeat only got lighter after Justin Jefferson got hurt. I mean, so just one more crack at it here. How do you handle the outside noise? How do you deal with such things, Kevin?
Yeah, you know, I'm never going to be somebody that, you know, ignores some of those things because I know our players may be hearing it. Mm-hmm. They may be discussing it. I've been in that locker room before. So I'm going to over communicate. I'm going to try to give our guys, you know, equip them with my thought process and my mentality. And then I'm going to circle it all the way back always to controlling the things that we can control, our preparation, our daily habits, what we do in what we do to, you know, kind of empower and uplift each other. And my job as the head coach and play caller and, you know, really wanting to be there for 53 guys and 16 guys on the practice squad, is a full-time thing where I don't have a lot of time, to be quite honest, Rich, mm-hmm. to spend, you know, assessing each individual thing that might be out there from whatever source that may come from. But I also respect the fact that people have jobs to do and those types of conversations, considering some of the factors of our season. I understand that as well. But ultimately, my job is to get us ready to go each week. And make sure the Minnesota Vikings are continuing to progress and improve because the results, quite honestly, haven't been where we wanted early on in this season. And there's a lot of football out in front of us.
Now, does it piss you off that people even suggest you might throw in the towel, Coach?
You know what? It does not because, like I said, if I was spending time and energy being upset about those things, that's taken away from things that are far more important with my staff and my players.
How is Justin doing? That you're willing to share?
Yeah, he's doing really well. You know, he was just, you know, we just got in from our walkthrough not long ago and he was working over on a side field. And, you know, I know he feels, you know, maybe a lot better than they initially thought he would, just from an overall feeling standpoint. But it doesn't surprise me. He's one of the most gifted, special athletes I've ever been around. But it's very important that he, you know, commits, which he has, to the rehab process. He's still in. You know, every meeting as we're installing plays and I'm sitting up in front of the room still feeling like he's engaged as ever and sits right there next to Jordan Addison. And it's just awesome to see the leadership role and kind of that mentorship that he's had with Jordan really since he first stepped foot in our facility. So all of those things are still ongoing. The only thing that we're missing right now is having the best receiver in football in our offense. So we're trying to overcome that. We're confident in our group. But it does give me a lot of confidence knowing that Justin's all in on a daily basis.
Yeah, I have Jordan Addison in fantasy, Kevin, so I'd target him. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, there's
smart pick by you.
Well, I mean, I've got a keen sense, you know, and there's an eye in Rich and Eisen, so I literally just said that to a head coach in the National Football League in the minutes I have with you. You know,
that's good stuff, man.
Is that a reason why you IR'd Justin though? Is you knew that he'd probably want to come back sooner? and you're kind of saving him? Make sure.
I just think, you know, outside of trying to diagnose and assess injuries myself, just, you know, knowing the timeline that we thought it would be based upon multiple opinions, it just made sense to allow him to kind of with the short term IR being what it is, you know, anytime it's around that 4 week range at a minimum. And you can use that as a tool to not only help your roster maybe elsewhere, you know, elsewhere in that receiver room during that time. You can also use that as a tool to make sure that we're all just being smart about what's best for Justin and his health and his future of doing the things that he's done in this league and will continue to do. But at the same time, knowing how competitive he is and means a lot to him to have a C on his chest for the first time in his career. And I think all of that leads you to believe that when the time's right, Justin's going to be back out there for us, and I can't wait to have him.
Coach, appreciate the time, truly. I know you're busy Friday before a big Monday night game in your season. I don't take it for granted. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, always appreciate it, guys. Thank you, Rich.
You bet. That's Kevin O'Connell, Minnesota Vikings head coach, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. You know, it's just kind of was passing ships with Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan was the OC in Cleveland, left, and then that's when he accepted his gig as a quarterback's coach in Cleveland. Then he goes to Washington to be with Cousins, and that was when Shanahan was with Atlanta on his way to San Francisco. Mm. But they're from the same, you know, as you know. Was it Daniel Jeremiah who said, if you're from the Shanahan tree or any Shanahan type offense, and O'Connell is taken from McVay's staff, who was with Kyle Shanahan, with Kirk Cousins, you must pay fealty to Kirk Cousins. And he has the genuine article as his quarterback.
Right.
Boy, this would be a major W for the Minnesota Vikings.
You think?
And it would put a second consecutive L on the 49ers and be like, okay, mm-hmm, we'll see what's up.
We probably think about both teams a little differently.
Yeah,
on Monday.
That's on Monday night, and you could check it out on Westwood One. I'll be in the studio for that one, just like I'm in the studio for this one. One more hour, Tom Pelissero, Connell, right?
I had wanted to do that for the voiceover.
So I kind of took it from you and used it as my own for the radio audience.
Yeah,
Tom Pelissero, Connell. Yeah, it's a good one.
You'll be doing that from your office at home or from
my office at home.
Okay, which will be
and also studio work. Yeah. Okay. So I know you're trying to get back to the current
playing defense
state of my office where there are multiple boxes in there. There are. That's what I'm saying. I appreciate you having the life where you can just
That wasn't the tone you took earlier.
I'm not spilling out the rest of the word anywhere you want. You know? Like, to salute, sir.
Before you were kind of cocky about it, and now you're like,
she was.
I
mean, she said, no, please keep going. Like, when you went back to it again.
You might not even get Motel 6.
Yeah, I think room,
the locks might be changed.
I got a couch.
You got a new roommate.
I'm the locksmith, and
you can sleep next to the ping pong table in the other room.
It's one of my favorite lines in the history of Police Squad. When Frank Drebin went undercover to try and break up a local syndicate that was squeezing local businesses. He was an undercover locksmith. He ran a key store. And on the wall, it had, you know, Turkeys, Francis Scott keys, Florida keys on the wall. In the key store. And he broke into the syndicate leader's office, who said to him, who are you and how'd you get in here? His response is, I'm the locksmith, and I'm the locksmith. And that'll wrap up hour two.
Shout out to Leslie Nielsen, man.
Every Monday, Rich Eisen and Chris Brockman react to what's happening in the world of football on Overreaction Monday.
Dolphins, Final Four AFC team.
Oh, that is not an overreaction at all. I'm with you.
You're in.
I am in. The other three Final Four teams, if you ask me to call
right
my
now.
Shot, this
right
is
now.
The Overreaction
call
Monday podcast.
Call your shot.
Entertainment purposes only, unless I'm right.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Dolphins, Bills, Ravens.
Ravens.
Final Four.
Overreaction Monday, the podcast, wherever you listen.